Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Kingdom Church broadcast, Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. We welcome you all here this afternoon. This is going to be a short segment on our broadcast tonight, just coming to you to talk about refreshed and renewed. We realize that some of us have been working hard and some of us are wearing many hats, and we are finding that some of us are fatigued and tired. Just wanted to share a few things that I read on an article, that we carry toxins in our bodies, and these toxins can make us ill, and we want to find ways to detox ourselves. Many times we think about drinking water and taking many things to purge our systems and everything, but sometimes we just need to just sit down and spend time with the Lord. An article I read recently in the Charisma magazine, it was talking about detoxing, and God had to had designed our bodies to detox naturally by neutralizing, transforming, and processing unwanted materials such as toxins in our bodies. So it said when we talk about detoxification, we are talking about improving our existing functions of our bodies. So we have to learn how to detox, de-stress, strategically put our bodies back into focus with the Lord. One of the things that it said, we have to listen to our bodies. Our bodies tell us when something is out of balance. It said a lot of times people are used to feeling sick and they don't realize their symptoms are actually crying out for help. Many of us, I heard someone said today that they were tired. Their body was just tired. They ached. Their bodies are just not functioning like they should. And the body says, the Bible says, that we should pray. And when we pray, we should command our bodies to come in obedience with the Lord. It says in the scriptures that we command our bodies to function in the perfection for which God created them to function. It says that we suffer from fatigue. Fatigue in general is a feeling of tired, isn't necessarily abnormal. It says that when we feel tired, it's not abnormal, especially when we've carried on busy schedules and had a lack of sleep. But it says, however, if you struggle with extreme fatigue and feel that it is takes every ounce of your energy just to get out of bed, you may be due for a detox. This is normally not because your body is worn out from having to keep you awake and alive, but rather because it may be overworking from trying to eliminate toxins. So sometimes we have to just slow down and take the time to cleanse our bodies. Many times we find out, it says, that we have reached points of exhaustion. It's that many people reach for coffee and energy drinks. I know myself, I am a coffee drinker. And in the morning time, the first thing I do, once I thank the Lord for being alive, attend to my medical needs, and then I get me a cup of coffee and just sit down and spend time with Him. It said toxins can cause your immune system to get worn down, which may lead to repetitive illnesses. I know recently I had a problem with sinuses, and it was really, really bothering me, and so much so that I had an ear problem. So many times it's not only our bodies telling us that we need to sit down and take time, but it also is that the Lord wants us to sit down and take a Selah moment, a rest period in Him. I'm finding that we have to realize that we are not Superman and Superwoman, and ignore the fact that we have to go to bed by a certain time. We have, the body was made up to get 8 hours of sleep or 8 hours of rest. And I found out that even if you're at home and you're not sleepy, sometimes you just need to take the time to just lay down and relax the body. That'll take off some of the stress. And it says weight fluctuation. I know for myself that I have a problem with weight fluctuation. If you are eating a clean, healthy diet as well as exercising, but you still can't lose the weight, then an overload of toxins can be the culprit. Sometimes we're carrying too many toxins in our body. So the main focus of the body saturated with toxins becomes the need to eliminate them, which means the weight loss will be last on its list of priorities. Whenever we signal the body that we are fasting or we are changing our eating habits, the minute we do that, the body gets alarmed and it starts storing up fat. So we have to find a healthy way to detox through weight loss. Amen. And then it talks about halitosis. Halitosis is bad breath. Bad breath is often not a symptom of poor oral hygiene, but a rather of an imbalance in the digestive system. Some links to halitosis is to the liver, which is the main organ that eliminates toxins. Sometimes people use gum to try to mask their bad breath, but most brands of chewing gum on the markets are loaded with more toxins, like artificial sweeteners, which mean that the attempt to mask the problem may even make it worse. So we need to check our bodies. I know that I have been trying to drink a lot of water, to process a lot of water through my body to cleanse the body. I was told by a pharmacist one time, the best way to heal the body is to really drink water. Water will process the unclean toxins through your body. And then sometimes people suffer with constipation. This is a condition that we all want to avoid. Not only does it make it uncomfortable and irritable, but it can also cause upset stomach, headaches, muscle pains, and fatigue. I had no clue that constipation could cause headaches, muscle pains, and fatigue. It says when an excess of toxins get caught up in the intestines, it then can cause your digestive tract to get clogged up. It says when these toxins get in your intestines, it can get your digestive tract clogged up. Said that the person, this doctor that wrote this article, said, my advice is to eliminate all processed foods and to make sure you eat plenty of living foods. Drink good, clean water to help clean your digestive system regularly. We've been trying to eat healthy salads to eliminate some of the meats that we eat. Are we finding that processed meat, sometimes we're trying to do things in a hurry. I saw that it's better to just buy you some chicken breast and to wash it and clean it and just grill it or bake it in the oven and use that as your protein on your salad, and just have your vegetables and plenty of water. We've also done, my husband and I, we've put cucumbers, lemon, and mint and limes in water and let it set overnight, and we continue to drink this water, and it really makes you feel better. It helps to aid the body to detoxify itself. It said that sometimes we can have smell sensitivity. Many people actually experience a smell sensitivity when their bodies become overloaded with toxins. Our body communicates with us, and one of the ways that your body does is making you sensitive to chemical smells when they have had enough. If you have frequent headaches, nausea due to scents, your body may be trying to tell you that you have too many toxins. Then it talked about muscle pains. Have you ever woke up sore but you couldn't figure out why, oh, you couldn't recall what sensitive activity you had been involved in. It said it could be because your body is beginning to store up extra toxins in your muscles because it can't expel them. And then the seventh one is skin reaction. Acne, rashes, puffy eyes, eczema, and psoriasis are all signs of an excess of toxins in our bodies. Tonight we have a caller. We don't know if you have a question or if there's something you would like to say, but if you want to push the number one, we can answer your question. If not, we'll move right ahead. Amen. The last four numbers is 4403. Amen. We want to thank the Lord for the opportunity just to sit and to share this little tidbit about refreshing and being renewed, but also getting rid of the toxins so we can be refreshed and renewed. It says if we can relate to some of these symptoms, you may wonder what we do next. We all have major organs in our bodies that are designed to work together and help keep our bodies clean. These major organs include the stomach, small intestines, pancreas, lungs, large intestines, your colon, your liver, your kidneys, your heart, brain, and skin. It says the colon is a naturopathic doctor, which tells us the colon or your gut when it needs to be detoxed. Healthcare professionals call the gut the sucking brain, since it plays such an important role in the overall body. Our stomach really relates to us. It really talks to us. And many times we find that we may have upset stomach. We may not feel good. Things may bother us. I know that here lately, it seemed like I had a sensitivity to drinking water, that I needed to put something in it to aid me, to help me to be able to get the water down. And this is because I believe that my body is trying to tell me that I need to get rid of some of the toxins in our body. One of the things that I've started doing is trying to eat fresh salads more and more, and include apples and fruits and nuts in my salad. It said the liver is your second largest organ, and its function is to help you with digestion by producing bile, which means that you have to have a bile movement. The bile helps break down fats into smaller unit, which makes it easier to metabolize. It also processes carbohydrates, lipids, and proteins, and aids in the detoxification of your blood. The liver stores nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that assist you in the production of vital protein to keep our immune system strong. If you we don't keep our liver healthy, they can cause a trickle-down effect to the rest of our organs. One of the things that we find that is so important to get rest, to take the time to rest, to take care of our bodies, to when the doctor gives us information, when he gives us instruction, we should learn how to follow that instruction. Our time is winding down, but I pray that you can get something out of this this little talk this afternoon. One of the resources that you can look for is a journey of wellness for your body, soul, and spirit. It's found by Pastor Benny, B-E-N-I Johnson, and it's found on Amazon.com, A Journey of Wellness for Your Body, Soul, and Spirit. Well, we've come to the end of this time together this evening, this Living Life with Pastor Carolyn, talking about being refreshed and renewed. I'm sorry that our time has come to an end, but we invite you to join us again next Monday at 8 o'clock for the Kingdom Church broadcast, Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. We would like to invite you again to our broadcast on Mondays at 8 p.m. And we invite you to visit our website, to visit me on Facebook under Carolyn Henderson. We have some important information there about upcoming events that we will be posting. God bless you. We thank you for joining us, and we pray that you will have a blessed night. God bless you. We love you, and good night.